This is the William Matthews Show. You are listening to your host, Prince William. For those who don't know, I have been asked before where I got my name, Prince William, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I've always thought my name sounds very makes me sound very prideful, arrogant, like I'm some prince. I'm really not. That's just what they. Dale figured out I was half British. My mom was born in Britain, so therefore, I am your host, Prince William. But I do like to point out this is the William Matthews Show because that is my name, my real name. But this has nothing to do with what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to point that out. What I did want to point out, though, is that this kind of ties into last two segments of how the Democrats' narrative ties into human nature so well that they seem to be winning. That looking, zooming out and seeing the perspective of what should be happening, of how citizens should be revolting against their governors and voting them out of office, how rationally that makes sense but not happening, I have little to no hope that countries like that will ever turn. I don't know if you knew this, but did you know that dictators, communist leaders, Mao Zedong, Stalin, Hitler, of course, I'm not comparing Governor Newsom to these people. I'm just giving you an example. Those leaders I mentioned, their people loved them. And when you hear that, things start to make sense, don't they? Those people loved their leaders. The fact that they killed millions of their own people, other people, and yet still had overwhelming support for their leader. It can't be explained other than human nature. All they have to do is plug into human nature, and your human nature is to want to have your needs met, to be taken care of, to feel moral. And that's what they give you. No doubt the Democrat Party is appealing to most people because the other side seems too callous, too selfish, because they value liberties over life. They value quality over quantity of life. This is the Democrat Party. And if you zoom out even further, you can easily see where they're going with this. And I'm telling you right now, they are moving backwards. See, we think that as humanity progresses, we get smarter. We do, right? Technology has exploded more in the last 50 to 100 years than in all of human history. And so we assume that since stuff like that is happening, since we are getting smarter, we're discovering more, we're making more, we're creating more, that therefore we are wiser, we are better. But that's not how it is. And we've observed that. That's why people like in California vote for the very people that keep them underneath everyone else, that keep them at the highest tax rate, that keep them in the poorest state, the most bankrupt state, the most homeless state. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party is moving backwards. Look at their science, right? That's what we've heard since Biden started campaigning, whenever he did campaign. He started claiming that the scientist community was his community, that he represents science, that science agrees with him. And for those of you who aren't brainwashed, those of you that have an ounce of wisdom in you, you know full well that that's just a bunch of baloney. You know full well that his science is what he's talking about. Because any other scientist that disagreed with him, guess what happened? They were censored. They were silenced. They lost their license. They were fired. It happened dozens and dozens and dozens of times. No other perspective was allowed to speak, and yet they claimed to be the party of science. Asking questions in science is just as important as the data supporting those questions. science. They claim to be the party of science, but science is dying in that party. And when I say they're moving backwards, I mean it literally. I mean, they were going back centuries, half a millennia, back to when superstitions were disguised as science. Science advises us to examine evidence and data, and then by induction, come to rational hypothesis. For half a millennia, we've always believed that the enemies of science is politics, superstition, and bias. Yet here we are, here we see the Democrat Party returning to some form of medieval superstition like they did a millennia ago. The complete shutdown of questions, of opposing viewpoints, is the exact same thing that popular opinion that the scientists did back in medieval times. So let's see some of those examples, those superstitions that are now surrounding COVID-19. So as most of you have already heard, Israel came out with some data now suggesting, and they're not the only ones, by the way, but they are the biggest prominent ones that have come out saying that natural immunity offers a robust amount of protection against COVID-19, even more so than the vaccine. Now, you could take anything with a grain of salt. Let's pretend to take that with a grain of salt. If any of that is true, even if it offers equal or slightly lesser protection than the vaccine, then that data is extremely relevant to this pandemic. So knowing that prior cases of COVID-19 offers immunity as robust or better than the vaccination, why then does Joe Biden propose vaccine mandates, completely ignoring that scientific fact? And see, if you dismiss that Israeli study, you're who I'm talking about. See, all you want is your narrative to come across, your narrative to be heard. And their data is extremely reliable. So why is Joe Biden, knowing that, completely ignore it? He's completely ignoring scientific data. Is that not what they did a millennial ago? How about this one? Do you remember this? Remember when Fauci at the beginning of the pandemic said that he assured you that there was no reason to wear a mask? He actually said that masks were basically a lucky rabbit's foot. People felt comfortable wearing them. But then after he got some flack from the Democrat Party, from the majority of scientists, who are always swayed by public opinion of our time, he later redacted that and claimed that he lied about you not needing to wear a mask just so he didn't have a shortage on masks. If we took his word for that, if we accepted his apology, in which he didn't apologize for, but let's pretend he did apologize for lying, then at best, you have no reason to trust them because he's proved that, as a scientist, truth is not a value. He hid the truth from you. But I'm not going to take him at his word. I'm not going to say he apologized because he didn't. He just straight up lied, and he's flip-flopped on nearly every single decision he's made because he's just as superstitious and unscientific as the majority of scientists were a millennial ago. See, mob rule never changes. The rule of the mob that sways popular opinion, that's what the mob is, that never changes. Did the scientists half a millennia ago not say that the geocentric worldview was the worldview? In fact, anyone with opposing viewpoints to that were in danger in their lives, were an endangerment to society. You couldn't even ask questions about it. You just had to accept it at face value. That was the scientific method back then. Whatever they said it was, and what other scientists say it might be, are wrong. That's how it was. Is that not similar to how it is now? In fact, you are told, you unvaccinated second-class citizens, you are a danger to this society. Your mentality, your anti-science mentality, is an endangerment to this society, and you should probably be shoved in a re-education camp. I have no doubt that the left would love to put you through a re-education camp, because that's what they did half a millennia ago. Fauci straight up lied, because his value is popular opinion, to be popular, not to tell you the truth. That's why he's swayed by popular opinion. And you want another example of why they don't value truth? Why is it so hard for the scientific community to come to an agreement that COVID-19 was made by man? That it originated in Wuhan, China. Despite overwhelming scientific data, overwhelming, that this was created by man, they completely dismiss it. See, I'm no scientist, so I don't know the whole lingo of how to explain this, but I do know that the structure of this virus has only been seen in history, in all of nature, in all of creation, coming out of a lab. And despite knowing that, the scientists say, we can't come to a conclusion, so therefore, it's false. They don't value truth. Why? I don't understand why the scientific community is so adamant about protecting China. Why can't we blame someone for this? All they want to do is blame you, unvaccinated people, despite knowing that your natural immunity that most of you have already had works. Are they not just as bad as the superstitious scientists half a millennia ago that persecuted, not prosecuted, but persecuted people for opposing viewpoints? So despite knowing that your natural immunity is just as good, if not greater, despite knowing masks don't work, despite knowing that COVID was man-made, Biden and his scientists still say that you have a moral obligation, a legal obligation to be vaccinated. And for those self-deluded fools that think it's because the government has our better interest in mind, you forget they're not asking any other people groups coming into the United States, Afghans, South Americans, Mexicans, all of the people pouring into our country, they don't ask them to be vaccinated. If they had your better interest in mind, they would ask them to get vaccinated. So why don't they? Well, it's because it's completely political, just like it was half a millennia ago. The scientific community has no trust. They don't deserve any trust. They don't have any values to support popular opinion. And for those still listening saying, no, they're not swayed by popular opinion. They're trying to protect me. Well, how come they're not obsessed about the people groups that aren't vaccinated? So you're led to believe that the white, male, Trumper conspiracy theorists, that they're the problem in this country, yet they fail to point out that percentage-wise, white Trumpers are not the problem. In fact, it's the black community and the Mexican community. They're the ones not getting vaccinated. But see, they don't point that out because truth is not their value. They don't want to offend anyone, because the masses are in control. Popular opinion is in control. And when you go against popular opinion, you get punished. Just like they did during medieval times. The scientific community doesn't value your safety. They're not trying to get over this pandemic. If they did, they would point out the right groups. They have data in their hands of which groups aren't getting vaccinated. They only have one goal in this, and it's not science. It's woke political agendas. And they completely are disregarding science and losing public faith, and we're called anti-science. We're called anti-science for not believing them. Yet they've given us countless examples, countless reasons, not to believe them. When we come back, I'm going to wrap this up. I'll finish this on the other side. We're going to go to a quick break. You are listening to Prince William. We'll be right back.
Listen to Prince William every Sunday at 4 p.m. on WVNN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the William Matthews Show. This is Prince William. We really appreciate your attention this weekend and every weekend you choose to listen to me. I wanted to wrap up last segment. So last segment, I was talking about how the Democrat Party is, in fact, moving backwards in their rational thinking. They are acting like they were, the scientific community was, back in Galileo's time whenever he proposed the heliocentric worldview. The mainstream scientists back then, of course, adopted the geocentric worldview, and anyone that was opposed to it was deemed anti-science, was shut down, and in some cases, killed. Last segment, I also gave example after example of ways the scientific community has compromised its purpose for truth and instead sought after a woke political agenda. And I wanted to give one more. Remember last year when thousands of scientific health experts, health professionals, they signed a petition demanding that certain people groups should be exempt from mandatory lockdowns and quarantines. And they were specifically speaking about, of course, Black Lives Matter. So the scientific community said that Black Lives Matter should be allowed to protest and march against racial inequalities for their health. So the scientific community is saying, you white Trumpers, you're the problem in this country. You're why the pandemic's still around. Yet they were giving exemptions in the name of national public health to those that wanted to protest police brutality. That's our scientists. That's who they've become. They're moving backwards and are acting just like they did back in Galileo's time when anyone came out against the scientific majority, when anyone even asked questions like Galileo did, they were either shut down, deemed unscientific, persecuted, and sometimes killed. And this is where the Democrat Party wants to go. And not to the extent of killing someone, but everything just short of that. Biden last week said that they have lost their patience with you. They said, this isn't about your freedoms. This is about safety. And yet he claims to be the party of science. It's lie after lie, agenda after agenda with these people, and that's all it is. And the truth is, the majority of Americans are blind to it. I thought we would have seen this. I thought this whole pandemic, that people would see this, they would get tired of it, and then they would make the right decisions. But as we saw during Governor Newsom's recall failure, people don't change. Nothing changed statistically from the 2020 election. The same people, the same groups voted for the same parties, the same percentages. Because people don't care that the scientific community has compromised. All they care about is that they get taken care of. And the Democrat Party, with the help of the media and with the help of the corrupt and lying scientific community, it's no surprise that they're winning. But I'm going to continue to fight, and I will always be here every Sunday at 4 p.m. speaking truth to you, asking the right questions, pointing out the frauds in this country. You've been listening to The William Matthews Show. Like I said, I am really thankful for the attention you've given me every single time you join me. Please tune in next week at 4 p.m. as well. I will see you next week.
I will fight. I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue.